Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Mike Whitmer, and I call today's reading, Three Kings. In the hit musical Hamilton, England's King George III is humorously portrayed as a cartoonish, deranged villain. However, a new biography on King George said he was not the tyrant described in Hamilton or America's Declaration of Independence. If George had been the brutal despot that Americans said he was, he would have stopped their drive for independence with extreme, scorched-earth measures. But he was restrained by his civilized, good-natured temperament. Who knows if King George died with regret? Would his reign have been more successful if he had been harsher with his subjects? Not necessarily. In 2 Chronicles, we read of King Jehoram, who solidified his throne by putting all his brothers to the sword along with some of the officials of Israel. Jehoram did evil in the eyes of the Lord. His ruthless reign alienated his people, who neither wept for his gruesome death nor made a funeral fire in his honor. Historians may debate whether George was too soft or Jehoram was surely too harsh. A better way is that of King Jesus, who is full of grace and truth. Christ's expectations are firm. He demands truth. Yet he embraces those who fail. He extends grace. Jesus calls us who believe in him to follow his lead. Then, through the leading of his Holy Spirit, he empowers us to do so. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 4 through 7 and 16 through 20. When Jehoram established himself firmly over his father's kingdom, he put all his brothers to the sword, along with some of the officials of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. He followed the ways of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had done, for he married a daughter of Ahab. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, because of the covenant the Lord had made with David, the Lord was not willing to destroy the house of David. He had promised to maintain a lamp for him and his descendants forever. Now picking up at verse 16. The Lord aroused against Jehoram the hostility of the Philistines and of the Arabs who lived near the Cushites. They attacked Judah, invaded it, and carried off all the goods found in the king's palace, together with his sons and wives. Not a son was left to him except Ahaziah, the youngest. After all this, the Lord afflicted Jehoram with an incurable disease of the bowels. In the course of time, at the end of the 2nd year, his bowels came out because of the disease, and he died in great pain. His people made no funeral fire in his honor, as they had for his predecessors. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. He passed away, to no one's regret, and was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you for your gracious reign in our lives. Use us to bring others to you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.